Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we have an update on MJF's AEW status. We have a major update on WWE's plans for the Undisputed Universal Championship. On top of that, an AEW star has had a name change. And finally, WWE have found another $5 million in unrecorded expenses from Vince McMahon. I'm Andy Murray.
I'm Michael Sidgwick.
And this is the news. We're going to kick things off today by talking about MJF. Will Bourne's not here to do the My Best Friend gimmick, but you can fill in the gaps in your head. Here's a spot for that. There you go, vivid imaginations. Dave Meltzer had a little update on MJF's situation the other day. So, you know, he's been gone since the 1st of June. Work shoot, contract issues, Tony Khan, communication, stuff going on, disappeared completely since then. Put Wardlow over at Double or Nothing. That's the Cliff Notes version of everything. Dave Meltzer had a wee update here saying that everything is secretive, but everybody in AEW assumes he is coming back at some point. They don't know for sure, and Khan hasn't told anyone, however. So it seems like there's an assumption within AEW that MJF is coming back. This is despite obvious speculation linking him to WWE that has only intensified, really, since Triple H became head of creative and Stephanie and Nick Khan became co-CEOs, thus making the promotion, for most people, I'd imagine, a more attractive proposition than when dinosaur Vince McMahon was running the show. And that's probably the kindest insult I can use for Vince McMahon. But what do you reckon of this MJF in general?
I think that, and I'm a hypocrite because I'm very much addicted to Twitter, but social media is a tool that is completely ubiquitous and best used when you do not, in fact, use it. It's so ubiquitous, in fact, that when someone removes themselves from social media, their absence is very much pronounced, and MJF has done precisely that. He's committed to this bit. He's essentially vanished. He's cultivated a mystery about if and when he's going to return, thereby making it seismic in theory when he does in fact do so. And the speculation on Twitter that he will return later in the year, just when the rights fees are going to get renegotiated, which would be a very, very savvy move indeed, because he is a numbers guy. He really has got a majorly, majorly impressive record with his quarter hours on Dynamite. So I think the timing has to be right, but I do suspect he will come back eventually. Maybe not tonight, but something big is definitely going down at Quake by the Lake. They are not running Mox versus Jericho for no reason at all. That's a major match, atypical of Tony Khan's sort of TV booking approach. But the thing that's going to happen will be speculated upon, not here. We're plugging the podcast. The AEW Dynamite preview, wherever you get your podcasts from, will drop into your feeds later today, so be sure to check that out.
Yes, corporate synergy, you love to see it. Update on WWE's world title plans. Let's do that one next. You might have been a bit confused by what's going on here, because they'd obviously announced Drew versus Roman for Clash at the Castle, and then Karrion Kross showed up and was like, hey, here's an hourglass, Roman Reigns, you have both belts, and I'm Karrion Kross, and I'm back, and I am also Karrion Kross. Now, this has led to some speculation, of course, that they might insert Karrion Kross as like a third party, a triple threat, Clash at the Castle. There's been talk of him challenging Roman for one belt rather than both, because USA Network apparently wants a world title back on Raw, which is very understandable, I think. Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Observer Radio, spoke about this. It's going to be Roman and Drew in Clash at the Castle. It sounds like currently that plan is, well, it's never truly set in stone because this is pro wrestling, but it doesn't sound like that's going to change it. You know, there's always a chance it could. We always got to say that. But for now, it still seems to be in the offing. So that means you would imagine that if that is going to headline, you would imagine, and this is us speculating, that they'll probably do something with Cross and the belt afterwards. To me, that suggests that Roman's probably going over in Wales.
Yeah, I would say exactly the same thing. There'd be a temptation in there to put Cross in the mix as sort of a designated jobber if they wanted to do the title switch, where Drew beats Cross, who I know is going to get a massive push, but he's nowhere near the level of star as Roman Reigns. So yeah, I do think a title retention is happening, and it's fascinating really because Clash at the Castle has been frequently compared to SummerSlam 1992. It's an open air canonical pay-per-view in front of an absolutely massive audience, but I really think this is going to be more one night only 1997 than SummerSlam 1992. I think a lot of people have got the wrong analogy here, and yeah, I don't know if that's a particularly good move by sort of maybe gently promising the audience a really sort of euphoric hometown or like home country or home island, whatever, title switch, sorry, only for it to not happen. But yeah, I'm just fascinated by what they do with Cross in general and how he performs numbers wise. And I think if nothing else, it'll be a major sort of illustration of the brand power of the WWE main roster, because he was hardly a success on NXT. The Cross led NXT was battered by AEW Dynamite in the ratings. Doesn't necessarily mean he's a bigger star if he's on SmackDown, which does better numbers than Dynamite, or is the branding power of WWE's main two TV flagship properties, Raw and SmackDown, simply so strong at this point that it barely matters who appears on it? Fascinated going forward by the Cross character and his impact on the numbers.
Yes, we'll see how that pans out for him, but it sounds very much like he is going to be positioned as a big boy in that main event scene. Certainly the days of what are we going with? Demolition? Quang? What kind of vibe did we get from that old attire that Vince gave?
Gimp?
Fair enough. The fourth member of Demolition that nobody asked for. Nobody asked for a third member in the first place, so
yeah.
Shouts to Crush.
I loved Kona Crush, though.
Me too. Remember those vignettes? Yes, on Superstar.
Remember the Hasbro figure?
Oh my god. Anyway, that's enough of us old farts talking about our era of wrestling that you young people wouldn't... I don't know, old man yells at Cloud gimmick. It doesn't suit me. It doesn't suit anyone. Stop doing it, certain wrestling pundits.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, and AEW wrestlers had their name changed. It's Anna Jay. She's now Anna J-A-S. See what they did there?
It's did, yeah.
Jericho Appreciation Society. Yep, that's what we're going with now. So last week on Dynamite, she had a backstage segment.
So it's almost like Anna Jay Appreciation Society.
There you go. That's pretty much what it is. Boom. Last week on Dynamite, she had the backstage segment with Angelo Parker and Matt Menard. Matt Menard was screaming his head off. I love that guy. He's so entertaining.
Awesome.
Ange was awesome as well with the comb, all of that stuff. And then Anna Jay was continuing her recent kind of Jericho adjacent comedy bit where she's going, I'll choke you out. I'll choke you out. And then she actually choked someone out. So it was funny. But she called herself Anna J-A-S in that segment. Then we have this match graphic here showing up from Dark where it's Anna J-A-S versus Megan Myers. Now on Dark, which aired last night, her Lower third, said Anna J.A.S., but Justin Roberts and the commentary team called her just Anna J. Presumably this is a consequence of pre-taping. The show was maybe canned or put in the can before they decided on this change. Either way, it's a very Jericho move, this, across the board, and perhaps a sign that she's evolving a little bit and entering some goofier territory.
Yeah, I think it's good that she is displaying more range. It's good for her development. You can only play the spirited upstart green rookie who's got more fire than inexperience for so long. So it's about time that her character developed. And I'm massively into this. I think when the Jericho Appreciation Society first formed, like, it kind of sort of sparked the imagination of the wrestling fandom. Just think of how ripe for parody WWE and sports entertainment as a concept is. If anything, maybe they didn't lean too heavily enough into it, like watching televisions from absolutely ridiculous angles, like maybe just doing like specific camera cuts for any matches involving the Jericho Appreciation Society. Obviously, you can't take it too far. Why would you want to nauseate your audience with constant zooming and cuts? But there was so much to play with, and maybe there's an argument that they haven't played with it enough. So I do like the Anna J.A.S. name changes, of course, are the preserve of WWE. You know, one thing I think they've missed here, though, is Daniel Garcia is a cool ring name, right? Mm-hmm. What does WWE do with cool ring names? They kind of ruin them by just removing part of the name. Like Adrian Neville just became Neville. Like Neville. Like Gary and Phil, like great underrated footballers, but you know what I mean. Like, yeah. It's not the coolest name of all time. It's Phil Neville's goddamn name. What if they changed Daniel Garcia's name to simply Daniel? It would have been a very WWE parody, and in doing so, you would have taken the actual cooler part of his name out of it, which again would be very WWE. So yeah, I'm banging at this Anna J.A.S. thing, and it's about time that she was given a little bit more room to develop into sort of really sort of get a handle on a new character.
And yeah, Jericho's fingerprints are all over this comedy that she's been doing as well, which is not a bad thing at all. Right, finally, WWE have uncovered a further $5 million in unrecorded expenses paid out by Vince McMahon. This is, where are the years? I have lost the years here.
It's 2007, 2009.
There you go, boom, boom, boom. That's why we have Michael Sidgwick here, fills in the gaps that my stupid brain creates. This was revealed via an SEC filing that was, you know, publicized yesterday. And it has resulted in the delay of WWE's Q2 22 financial reporting, which was due imminently. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we should mention as well, this is key, that this $5 million payments, they're not believed to be related to the allegations that have led to the SEC and federal investigators looking in to Vince's current situation. Now, previously, through a similar filing, it was revealed that WWE, through investigation, had found $14.6 million in unrecorded expenses paid out by Vince between 2006 and 2022 that would necessitate the review and adjustment of prior financial reports. So there you go. It's the latest on the Vince McMahon situation. He's out of WWE. He announced it as a retirement on the 22nd of July on an official WWE document. It was referred to as a resignation shortly after that. Of course, there are allegations of him. There are non-disclosure agreements that have been signed. The various Wall Street Journal reports of upwards of $12 million in hush money paid out to suppress allegations made against him by former employees. There you go, Vince McMahon.
Yeah, I mean, file under shocked and not surprised yet again. There's not a great deal more to talk about this. It's just another instance of something that has been reported on to death. If anything, my only input here is that Vince McMahon almost pulled off the perfect trick, and that he was so bullish and outwardly a not particularly great human being, and he was so public in his flaunting of not being a particularly great human being, that if anything, people just thought, all right, okay, well, that's the man, that's the essence. If he's willingly in public, on stage, being that much of an arsehole, then what else could there be in that closet of his? Turns out, quite a few skeletons.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, thank you for joining us on today's Wrestling News video. Unfortunately, the technical goblins have devoured our Twitter questions today, and they have peed them out as microchips, and you can't do anything with microchips apart from build computers. So hey, you can follow us on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Don't know if Michael will be back tomorrow after that. But you can follow him on Twitter at
M Sidgwick,
and you can follow me on Twitter at Andy H Murray. The H stands for Haribo. See you later.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.